This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration defied the law by slashing medical research grants by the National Institutes of Health. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Oliver North must be loose in the NIH. For months, the administration flouted the law and defied the will of Congress by imposing unauthorized budget cuts on the National Institutes of Health. In last year's battle of the budget, Congress prevailed against this short-sighted anti-research mentality by mandating more, not less, support for medical research. But the administration refused to carry out the law and kept on slashing research grants. Now, faced with a congressional investigation, the White House has finally decided to comply. What gives, Bob? What took the administration so long to obey the law? You and I agree that devastating illnesses like cancer, AIDS, and Alzheimer's disease deserve all the priority we can give them. But can't we also agree that once Congress writes the law, the administration can't defy it?
Ted, the administration goofed on this one, but it was no secret operation. It was right there in the president's budget. As usual, you're blowing smoke to cover up the real story. The truth is, Republican and Democrat senators worked together to guarantee full funding for NIH grants. I know that the thought of bipartisan cooperation makes you queasy, but that's the scoop, Ted. So everything is back on track in NIH. What the administration was trying to do was to scale back by $181 million, the $1.1 billion worth of NIH grants. But its method wasn't the way to do business, and the Congress said so. In fact, the Congress said no. But I'm not about to fault the president for trying to ease the budget burden on the American taxpayer. This is Senator Bob Dole. The president slaps another year of trade sanctions on the Nicaraguan dictatorship. Is Ted cheering or booing? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.